Want to find a way to give back this holiday season, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. It's easy. Instead of wasting time and money on gifts that nobody wants or needs, help your friends and family give back and give to something good, something meaningful. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for a friend or family member, a cause, or an organization. Help out the local animal shelter. Get that little lending library up and running. Just make your world a better place. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Tis the season for giving back, and giving feels good. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Now, I want the listeners to understand. You need to read the Bible for yourself. You need to experience Jesus Christ for yourself. This way, you don't have to be counting on man's word. The reason why I said that, because the Bible says, let every man be a liar, but let God be true. And the revelation to that is, trust no man. That's what the Bible tells us. The only one you can ever trust is Jesus Christ. The Bible says, He's a friend that sticks closer than any brother. Let me explain to you why God don't want us trusting and putting our faith in man. Man will fail us every time. Sometimes we get a close friend and we have a situation and we call that friend and they never pick up the phone. Or we have a relative and sometimes you be in a situation and the relative may have done something to you that you never expected them to do. And you say to them, I never could have believed you would do something like that. Have you ever been there? But Jesus said, your family will forsake you. Your kindreds will forsake you. Your friends will forsake you. But I, the Lord, will never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. That's the word of God. Jesus says in His word, our friends will forsake us. He said in His word, our family will forsake us. He said in His word, our kindreds will forsake us. That's why He says, put our trust and faith in no man. But I'm here to tell you today, understand this now. Set your affections on things above. This is the word of God. Set your affections on the things above. Jesus won't fail you. Jesus won't let you down. When you become a child of God, Jesus promised, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you until the end of time. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you according to his riches and his glory. He's Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide. He's Jehovah Rapha. The Lord God will heal all of our diseases. He's Jehovah Nissi. He's mighty in battle. He said, if you hold your peace, I'll fight your battle. He's Jehovah Shalom. He's the God of peace. The Bible says, stand and see the salvation of the Lord. To walk by faith and not by sight. He's a God that can do anything but fail. The Word of God says that any door that he opened, no man closed. Any door that God shuts, no man opened them. When he went to Noah, and told Noah to build an ark, because God decided that he was going to destroy the world with water. Mary Pitzel. Man wouldn't repent, so God decided to destroy the world of water. Man had got so wicked. They were doing so many sinful things. Grieve God. Heart. The more we sin, the further we get separated from God. That's why the Bible says we must repent daily. So he told Noah to build the ark. He told Noah to bring his family and to get two of every animal and put them in the ark, male and female, and put them in the ark. So after Noah finished building the ark, and then he got all his family and all the animals, one of every kind, male and female, in the ark. God shut the door. The door couldn't be opened. And when it started raining, the people were knocking on the door, let us in. The wrath of God has begun. The Bible says that it rained for 40 days and for 40 nights. Oh my God. He's a patient God. He's a loving God. He's a merciful God. But he's a God that will not lie. He cannot lie. If he said it, we can believe it. If he promised, we can believe that it's going to come to pass. So he destroyed the world with water. Noah and his family and the animals was in awe. Again, I say, it rained for 40 days and nights, for 40 nights. 40 days and 40 nights it rained. We can only imagine how hard it rained, because the whole world flooded. Mountains was covered. Destroyed everything on the earth. And the Bible says that God didn't like that he destroyed man. So he made a covenant with man. He will not destroy the world of water anymore. That's why sometimes you would see that after the rain, you would see a rainbow. That's God. That's his covenant with humanity. He placed a rainbow there to let us know that what he said that he will not destroy the world of water anymore. That's why the rainbow was there. That's his covenant to us. Well, a lot of people don't know that. They don't realize that. You hear some say, it's gold on the other side of the rainbow. Not so. That's the covenant from God to let us know that we can trust him in his word. By faith, Noah built an ark to the saving of his house at the commandment of God. Praise his holy name. Also, when the rain stopped, Noah couldn't visualize land, any land in sight. So what he done, he took a dove and let the dove out of the window of the ark. The dove flew, and the dove came back. So to Noah, that meant that there was no land in sight. Because if a bird can't land nowhere, that means he has nowhere to perch. He's not going to land in water. So he came back to the ark. So the dove came back to the ark. So one time he let the dove go again out the window. The dove never came back. So that means that it was landed. Praise the name of God. He's a good God, loving God. Understand this. There are actually seven raptures that take place. But the rapture we mostly know about is when the Lord Jesus Christ come back for his church without a spot or wrinkle before the tribulation period. But actually, there are seven raptures. The first rapture was when God took Enoch before the flood. Enoch was translated. He didn't see death. That's one rapture. Different manifestation, but it's a rapture. God took it. The second rapture is when Elijah was caught up in the whirlwind with a chariot of fire. That's a rapture. Different manifestation. The third rapture is when Jesus Christ ascended. That's a rapture. The Bible says, but before he ascended, he descended. The apostles watched Jesus go up to glory. Jesus was resurrected on the third day. He appeared to his apostles and others. He stayed for about 40 days before he ascended. That's three raptures of different manifestations. The fourth rapture is when Jesus comes back for the church. For his church without spot or without wrinkle. The Bible says when the trumpet blows, the dead in Christ will rise first. And then those that of us that have remained will be caught up in the cloud to meet Jesus. This is when the trumpet blows. That's the rapture where most people know about. That's the fourth rapture, but different manifestation. The Bible says that it will be that rapture, fourth rapture will be over within the twinkling. That's why Jesus says in his word, be ye ready, because I come up to you as a thief in the night. There's no warning when he's coming. He don't even know when he's coming. The angels don't know when he's coming, when he's going to come. Jesus don't know. Only the Father knows. Where the trumpet's going to blow. Fourth rapture, They have rapture, different manifestations. Now the fifth rapture is going to be the two messengers. Because now that Jesus raptured the church, now the tribulation period has begun. And he sends his two messengers, amen, to preach the gospel. This is how good of a God Jesus Christ is. He's still calling the lost to repentance. Now he has these two messengers. This is where the Lord, the book of Revelation. Now, the two messengers are going to preach the gospel for about 3.5 years. The Bible says they have the power to shut heaven and it will rain. They have the power to turn the water into blood. Now, I believe these two messengers are going to be Elijah and Moses. Why do I say that? Because when Jesus is praying, when the apostles were in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, and when they look up and they see Jesus, after he was praying, you see Jesus talking to Moses and Elijah. That's what they see. They vision Jesus talking to Moses and Elijah. That's documented. But I believe that those are the two messengers that are preaching the gospel in the tribulation period. And anyone that tries to attack them, they will be destroyed by fire. But the Bible says that the Antichrist fought with the two messengers and overcame them and killed them. Their bodies was going to be in the street for 3 days. No one's going to touch their body. You have people rejoicing because they're dead. Because they was tired of hearing the gospel, I would assume. That reminds me of when Jesus Christ was crucified, hell was rejoicing. Oh my God. For as they lay in the streets for these 3 days, no one touched them. No one tried to remove the bodies. The bodies just lay there for 3 days in the street in view. The whole world knew that the bodies was in the street, saw them. But then the Bible says, a voice from heaven said, come hither. And the spirit went to their bodies and they rose up. The Bible says they went to glory in a cloud. That's the rapture, y'all. That's the fifth rapture. Now the people are seeing this. Now they're worried. They're scared. Too late now. Jesus gives us a chance to repent. And he always sends a message before that time. That's the fifth rapture. The sixth rapture is going to be the 144,000 jewels that's going to make it into glory. It's the word of God. The book of Revelation. The 144,000 will make it into glory. That's the sixth rapture, different manifestation. And the seventh rapture is Armageddon. You don't want to be a part of that rapture. Because that's when God is going to gather all the wicked from all over the earth. Harvest time. He's going to gather all the wicked from all over the world. All over the earth. All over the world. And he's going to get them ready for hellfire. Judgment. Because they're not going to be saved. They are the wicked. Those are the ones who receive the mark of the beast in their foreheads or in their hands. That's the word of God. It's too late for them. Armageddon. That's the wrath of God. That's the seventh rapture. Different manifestation. Praise his holy name. A 144,000 will make it. That's a documented number that we know about. But the others that go to heaven, the Bible says no man knows that number. Hallelujah. I feel heaven over. Thank you, Jesus. When the saints come marching in, there's one song that we can sing that the angels can't sing. I've been redeemed. Hallelujah. Glory to the name of Jesus. We must be, we got to be born again of the water and the spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't let Satan shake your faith. Don't let him steal your joy. Stand. And again I say stand. In the name of Jesus. Because in the last day, there's going to be a lot of falling away from church. People will be believing a lie before the truth. Just think about it. Watch what's going on in the world. The Bible is a lie. Anything that the Word of God says, you can see it taking place in the world today. That's why he says, be ready, I come as a thief in the night. I come to be quickly as a thief in the night. I pray that we be ready when he comes. May the Lord add a blessing to your soul. May he touch you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Repent. And again, I say repent. The words of repentance is simple. If you want to repent now, repeat these words after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me for my sins. I believe that you died for my sins. And I believe, Master Jesus, that on the third day, the Father resurrected you from the dead. And I believe, King Jesus, that you got up with all power in heaven and earth in your hands. King Jesus, come into my life as my Lord and my Savior. And I will serve you, King Jesus, from the balance of my life. And I want to worship you in spirit and in truth. Amen, amen. If you said dumb words, if you repeated the words and meant them in your heart, you now are a child of God. Just that simple. You now belong to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And if you were to die right now, you would go to heaven to be with Jesus. Understand this now. That's your oath to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Stay in the Word of God. Find a church. Not any church, a church where the Spirit of God is moving. Because it said the new babes are receiving milk. But once you get seasoned in the Word of God, you now that's like the meat. You're getting meat now. To sustain. It's the Word of God that sustains us. Amen and amen. I pray your strength in the Lord Jesus Christ. These are the last days. Jesus soon comes. Some say he's on his way. He's not on his way. When he get ready, he's coming. When it's time, he's coming. I believe the Father will say, go and bring my children home. That's what I believe. He'll say, now is the time to bring my children home. The Father is the only one that knows when the trumpet is going to blow. Until we meet again, here's my prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this word. Thank you for your truth. We thank you for your promise. Watch between me and thee while we're absent from one another. Continue to save, heal, and deliver. We thank you for those that you saved, King Jesus. We thank you for those that you're going to save, King Jesus. We thank you in advance. We thank you in advance for our miracles, oh God. Thank you in advance for the prayers we sent them, knowing that you are a miracle working God. Knowing that you are a prayer answering God. We thank you in advance. Amen.